I'm a bitch ass nigga with power. Ooh. Not gonna lie.
And it's good that you admit that.
Yeah, though. You know what I mean? Like I'm being real mm-hmm. with myself because it's like, all right, I do some bitch ass nigga shit sometimes. And I'm not saying this as in I can't hold myself accountable mm-hmm. or hold my own. Let me put it like that. I'm not that much of a bitch.
Now back to your regularly scheduled program. Now tuning in to the Awkward Thinking Podcast.
Welcome back to the Awkward Thinking Podcast. I'm your boy Nas, aka Stay.
What up? I'm Vince.
And we are the friends you never knew you needed. A safe space for weird thoughts. The awkward guys with regular mother and lives. Awkward thinking.
This is like the third time I've done this.
You just butchered it. But make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Give us all these streams. Give us those love. Shout out to the new Akis in the building. Shout out for us hitting 300. We're still growing the YouTube, so make sure y'all subscribe. Yep. As you see, I'm in work clothes. I don't want to be in work clothes. You know why? Because that's your job to make this me have chains and bad bitches. Anything you would like to add?
I'm just trying to retire.
Trying to retire and live in the mountainside. Yeah. I got something on that, too. I was at the dentist mm-hmm. and a lady was talking to me about like military. The military doesn't, it's terrible. Mm-hmm. But the things that I think you get to see besides war and like all of the bullshit, like yeah. the crazy shit. She was saying like the countryside. She was in Ireland a couple years. Like just being able to move around. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, it's probably like high risk and I'm probably talking out my ass because I don't know what all the extremities are
I
to the military.
Some things are safe. Like we have safe zones that we go into. Like, you know, my little brother's in the military. Mm-hmm. He's been able to travel around to different places. I think he went to Germany at one point.
Yeah. But that's dope shit to do when you're young to see that. You know, and plus y'all coming from the inner city of Cleveland. Mm-hmm. So to see Germany and see a whole different like culture and experience, that's probably dope as hell just to be there for a couple years.
Shit got so bad the other day, like in my life. I was thinking about the Air Force.
I was going suicide, but I didn't know where you were going. What you were thinking, Air Force? I was thinking of military too. I was about to enlist
because I was just thinking. I'm like, you know, insurance and shit. You got a steady check coming in. Like my little brother, that nigga's retired and he's. He just turned 25. He's retired already. Now he's looking for his next thing. And it's like, that is some freedom. That nigga has freedom. He has shit together because the military helped him kind of put his shit together. And just having, I don't know, having your shit together looks nice while
at 25.
Yeah, while everything else feels like it's on fire.
Because when she was telling me about it, she was like, it's so beautiful. The countryside is a lot of green. And I'm a scenery person. Like, I'm not like a beach type of person all the time. Like, the beach is okay. But, like, I'm more of the mountains, the just seeing all the just different things of nature.
Yeah.
You know, I want to look at, like, something like a Poland Spring commercial, like, in real life. Or, like, a painting. You know what I mean? Like, look at something that looks like a painting.
Yeah.
So that was my biggest thing. I'm gonna address the elephant in the room. I hate Game of Thrones, and I'm lying. Okay. I'm lying. I was just gonna pull some strings, but I've been watching Game of Thrones for a very long time now.
Nigga's been like 2 weeks. It's been 2 weeks.
I've been watching Game of Thrones for a very long time now. Now I've been hate watching because. A lot of people are like, oh, you're just now getting into it. This is happening, this and this and this and this and that. And it's just like, I don't personally like doing things when everybody else does them. Because I feel like it takes it away, like spoilers and everything. Like I don't like to be in the inside of the fandom when the fandom is happening.
I feel like you're just defiant. And you just don't like.
I don't like happiness.
You don't like to enjoy shit when other people are enjoying it.
No, I don't, because, like, when it comes to stuff like that, I'm the Grinch.
You
like,
are.
Like, I am literally a Grinch when it comes to when other people like shit. I don't know what is that
this
about
nigga will
me.
Hate whatever it is that you like and will hate it for such a long time. And you'll be like, here, it's good for you. It's nice. You should try it. You should have it. And he'll be like, fuck it, no. And one day you catch this motherfucker, like, Squidward hiding behind a fucking Krusty Krab.
Of course.
Eating them fucking Krabby Patties. Of course. He's either watching whatever you told him to watch, enjoying it or whatever, but he's trying to hide it from you.
It's like, I'm going to be very transparent. When I was smoking weed, it was a long time ago. I don't smoke weed anymore. But when I was smoking weed, I would literally, like, hide it. Like, I would, like, all my friends would be doing it, but I'd be like, no, you guys are fucking losers. Yeah, I'm above the influence. You niggas are fucking killing your lungs whole time. I'm, like, in the kitchen or something. I forget what show that was. Not SpongeBob, but it was another show where somebody was doing the same thing and, like, hiding it or, like, trying to ask some shit.
I remember coming in one day, like, where is the fucking weed at? Where is all of our shelves? Where is all the fucking, where is everything at? And then, you know, you go around the house and you search. I did not expect to find shit in your room. And he was like, yeah,
I've been smoking.
Smoking shit that I pay for.
I've been just, you know, picking off of it. But nah, back to the Game of Thrones shit. I've been enjoying myself, but I've come from that, you know, as in like the Harry Potter things and, you know, the joust things and all. Well, just that realm of fantasy and swordsman medieval times and stuff. You said apparently that you weren't.
I never thought I would get into Game of Thrones. Like, I do watch a lot of shit that is out there. But I'm more so expending now. Like, normally that wouldn't be shit that I would watch. But I think for me, I was watching clips of it. And it was just that one scene. I don't know where you at in the story yet. But there's a scene where Daenerys do some raw ass shit, I feel like. Mm-hmm. And from that scene on, I was like, all right, maybe I need to go just check this shit out.
Yeah. I've given it so many tries and because this is not the first time I've tried to watch Game of Thrones. Yeah. I've tried it like, and I was just like, I can't. It's so much information.
What it is and what I've had to explain to him too, him watching it is like you're trying to already understand the story before you even, I don't know, get there. And there's so much to the story. It's a large story. Yeah. So it's like within that first episode, you're not. They're just giving you little shit, but they are giving you a lot at the same time.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's not enough for you to watch it and understand the full context. You know how sometimes you watch one episode of something and you can be like, okay, well, I kind of can see where this show is going, what it might be about. Game of Thrones, on the other hand, it's like that shit, it go wherever it want to. So you can't just watch it from the first episode and really understand it.
Yeah.
And plus the shit, I feel like it's kind of foreign to us. It's all this... they talking about fourth nights and shit and other shit that's going
fucking
on.
Fucking each other.
Incest and everything.
That's been getting me. I am not going to lie. That has been throwing me the fuck off through this whole little journey. That and the rape. That has been throwing
me off.
The rape
was very,
At first, I did not know. One scene, I'm like, is this rape?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was rape. And you were like, nigga, that's rape.
Yeah.
And I was like, it didn't look like she was crying. Like, you know, most scenes
like
when it calls
rape. Rape. Like,
exactly.
You know, it doesn't look violent in the way that we are used to seeing certain shit happen.
Exactly.
And the nigga was watching it. He like, yeah, they fucking are. They about
he
to do
fuck the shit out of her.
Yeah. I said, nigga, that is rape. I said, and you know, right. I don't want nobody trying to cuff us because we joking and laughing. You know, because it's a sensitive subject, but it's not. We're not laughing at the actual thing.
I didn't know it was.
The
type of rape it was. I didn't know that was rape. Mm-hmm. Let's put it like that. I was ill advised.
Yeah.
Yeah. There we go. Ill advised. Let's go. But everybody doesn't like my Ned Stark take.
Mm-hmm. What's your Ned Stark take?
I did not like Ned Stark. Watching Game of Thrones, I'm not the whole, and I know you look down every time I say this shit, but I just didn't like the whole honor, this and this and this and that. Like, I'm telling you what I'm about to do. That was like an evil villain telling the superhero, I'm going to tell you my whole plans. Like, when he was telling her, oh, I told the king, I'm going to tell the king, you better get the Kingsmen. I would have been told the king. I would have said, hey, I've called the authorities. You're going to have to hurry up and get your shit. He's still hunting. Hurry up and get your shit and go. That's all she had to do.
She wasn't going to do that, though.
She wasn't going to do that, but I'm informing the person that I need to tell this first.
Mm-hmm.
That was pissing me off.
Well, like I told you, and spoiler alert, anybody, nigga, if you ain't watched Game of Thrones,
this shit has been out for 10
but
years.
But it's motherfuckers who ain't watched it.
It's been out for 10 years.
By that point, she already had her mind made up. If she, like, the king, like I told you, was already going to be dead. Mm-hmm. Robert Baratheon was already going to be dead. It wasn't nothing he could do. Ned Stark was just going off of his moral compass. He was like, I don't want to tell this nigga this, and then he come back and beat your ass and kill you and your kids. Because he already beaten your ass, and he showed that. Like, he said something to her about that, like, and he wasn't really okay with that.
Yeah.
And so, like, him, he's just trying to do the just thing. Because the last time, and I don't know if you are aware of this.
I probably not.
But the babies, remember, well, you're
the bastard
there.
Babies, right?
No, not the bastard babies. Oh, you're not there yet. But prior to Game of Thrones, the war that was going on before that, the king and the prince and all their kids, they were killed. So even the babies thrown up against the wall.
That's
and
crazy.
Yeah, it was. Game of Thrones is some violent ass shit.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, niggas in Game of Thrones was pulling out swords like they had a fucking gun. Like, everything required a fucking sword.
Yeah.
It's like you had a switch on that motherfucker. Like, niggas is, those niggas are thugs. Those happy. Royal thugs.
Yeah, and they was cutting dicks off.
Yes,
no,
that is the first thing. Yeah. That is the first
they
thing.
They said,
niggas.
Oh, you fucked up. You said this, give me your dick.
Literally, you could, like, I would not be able to survive at all in that era. I am so glad I was born when I was born. Granted, racism, all this other shit. But that time, number one, niggas was not brushing their teeth. Niggas' hygiene was terrible. Everybody looked dirty. Everybody, even the king, looks dirty.
He was a fat back ass.
He was. He was nasty. He just looked like he picked boogies and fling them on his. I know you hate that. I know you hate it.
I just there, especially if you aren't coming from a wealthy family.
Yeah.
It's slow as fuck for you to even be clean because you don't have access to water and shit. And, you know, they don't have, like, running water or indoor water. They got motherfuckers going out there fetching the water, bringing it back in, heating it up and everything. That is a process. I get why motherfuckers is only showering 3 days at a time.
But now it's like, it when I see it, it's like, I wonder what, how much if that's the right word, desensitivity. So it's a little big
desensitizing
word. Desensitizing. There we go. Because it's like you have to, like, I know we grow up and we say, like, in the black community, we have a lot of those ramifications of desensitizing when it comes to our emotions. But you got to look at them and, like, they were killing kids. Like, how much desensitized feelings that you have to kill a baby instantly or kill something, like, and just go about your day. Like, these niggas was going about their day like nothing happened.
They was fucked up.
Yeah.
They was fucked up. But niggas, in that time, they were living through war, and shit was constant for them. Yeah. And again, you have people like Ned Stark who was like, nah, this shit not cool. Like, regardless of what we're going through, we can't. Like, niggas can't get down this dirty, like, certain shit. And it, again, based on your moral compass, it's based on who you wanted to be within that world. If you wanted to be a trifling ass nigga, that's who you were going to be. If you wanted to be a man of honor, you were going to be Ned Stark. That was it.
I'm not going to lie. I identify if I had
what kind
to be
of,
a character.
I was
going to
say, what kind of king would you be?
I would be a Joffrey. I'm a bitch ass nigga with power. Ooh. Not going to lie. And
it's good that you admit that.
Yeah,
though.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm being real with myself because it's like, all right, I do some bitch ass nigga shit sometimes. And I'm not saying this as in I can't hold myself accountable or hold my own. Let me put it like that. I'm not that much of a bitch that I'm like I can't hold myself accountable or handle myself in certain situations. But if I'm drunk with power. If I know I can do some shit without no consequences. And we talked about this even at the house. If niggas watch how they play GTA or anything, you can literally see how they would be as a ruler or somebody that doesn't have any consequences.
I do not feel like GTA is a...
It's a valid... Because you're not shooting... You're shooting an old lady across the street for not... She's minding her business.
She's not real. She in my way. Why is she on the sidewalk?
Exactly.
While
so imagine if you were a king. Why are you in my way and I'm trying to get through to where my destination?
I feel like it'd be different though because I'm going to have to realize these are my people. These are real... I think that I don't think I would be Ned Stark, but I would be somewhat like Ned Stark. But I think I would also be smart enough to know that shit get fucked up out here.
That's
shit,
true.
It's a messy game. And when you play the Game of
Shut
Thrones.
Shut the fuck up, please.
You play to live. You either win or you die. And those are your only choices. And so I would know how – I would know certain shit is just fucked up. Be aware of that.
Mm.
And then take – I don't know. I also feel like I'd be a Varys kind of nigga. Varys
I didn't get to
finger.
His complex yet.
Really?
I feel like from what I've seen, he just – I like the way shit is.
Mm-hmm.
And to keep shit the way it is, I'm not asserting myself.
No.
That's not his complex? No. Okay, yeah. Then I'm reading him all over.
You are.
And Littlefinger, I'm not a big fan of, though.
Littlefinger's a bitch.
Yeah.
But even though Littlefinger's a bitch, he's a smart bitch.
Okay,
and
of course.
I'd rather be a smart bitch than a dumb bitch.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. Because that nigga was... Littlefinger...
We
haven't got that far
I haven't
yet.
Got far, but bro.
What I'm saying is... It's like that nigga, he's raw in his own kind of way because he's making his own moves as well.
Yeah.
Like, while everything is going on. And he's aware of his position. Mm. And that be the thing, too, when you're doing shit like this, being aware of your position and how well to play it. Even with Varys, niggas know what their job is. And they're like, okay, I'm going to do my job, but I have tricks up my sleeve and shit. I'm going to maneuver and make shit happen the way I need it to happen without ever stepping out of my position. And that motherfuckers just got to learn how to be smart. That one thing I will say about Game of Thrones is they teach you how to really be cunning and how to be conniving as fuck as well.
Give me a brief description on cunning.
Cunning? It's like, nigga, it's like.
And I'm not like saying no, this. I genuinely
but cunning
don't know
is like,
what the.
I don't know. Not trickster like, but it's like.
Witty?
Is witty, not, and
it's
then,
clever. Is it
yeah,
a clever
it's like
synonym?
Kind of yeah. being clever, but it's like
somebody in the comments bro, like, "You dumb niggas
yeah.
or not?"
Hey, sorry, what do kind of mean?
Exactly. That's what we have phones for. Yeah.
Never be afraid to Google. Literally. Cunning, having or showing skill in achieving one's ends by deceit or evasion. A cunning look came into his eyes.
Oh
yeah.
Okay.
And so Littlefinger is very cunning.
Yeah.
A lot of them are though, and. Who would you say your favorite character is so far? You're only on season two, right?
Episode seven. Season two, episode seven. My favorite character so far. That's tough. What is his name? I'm about to call this little nigga Tyrell. Tyrion. Yeah.
Tyrion is a raw-ass character.
I like him because it that also gives me aspects. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? As in, like, I'm an asshole on the regular. Like, y'all probably don't get it too much on the camera, but I'm an asshole on the regular. All my friends know me as an asshole. I say shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm fair. And now my Joffrey take is doesn't deem like what I just said about me being Joffrey. But no, if I was drunk with power, I would do some extremely dumb shit.
Yeah.
I wouldn't probably kill. I'd make myself laugh a lot.
I can see myself as Tyrion, not, you know.
Not the short. Yeah. And that's another
But
thing.
More so just, it, but I think with Tyrion, him being short or being, I don't know.
Small, he gets overlooked.
Being a small person. Him being a small person, I think, is what humbled him as a Lannister and allow him to view the world the way that he viewed it. Because I think if he would have grown up, like, he had a silver spoon or a gold spoon in his mouth, but the way his sister and his brother grew up was very different from how he grew up. He grew up with the backhand. They grew up with the palm out. Mm. And so it's like, for him, he understands certain shit a little bit better. He can be more empathetic towards other people in their situations because he knows the other end of it. He's not just blind with the power or blind like, oh, well, I'm this person and I can do whatever I want. He understands, like, the effect that his words and, you know, actions have on other people, which I would say his sister and his brother do, but they don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Where Tyrion is more like, I'm not trying to fuck up people, just to fuck people up.
And the thing is with him, Lannisters are some evil motherfuckers,
they are.
Bro. Because even when he was telling his story to the I want to call her, I don't want to call her a whore.
She's a whore.
Oh, she's a whore.
Yeah,
that, she
that's
is a whore.
Like her actual thing. She's a whore.
Well, the whore. He was telling the story about like how he found love, and then like it was all planned, basically.
That was some fucked up
and
shit.
And long story short, his father made him watch other niggas fuck the girl that he loved and some shit like that. But when the girl broke it down, she was like, you think a girl that was running from rape is about to lay down with a nigga 3 hours later? You're fucking insane.
Yeah.
Nigga.
And she understood that from a horse perspective.
Yeah.
That's why she understood that shit, because she's like, nigga, what the fuck was this? He didn't understand that, again, because his eyes at that time are still fresh, and he's like, the nigga thought he was being a hero.
It's a innocent stripping fucking series.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like everybody has some dark, twisted, it's like one of those things, like everybody has a sad story. No, everybody has a extreme story behind them. It's not one nigga that don't have no extreme trauma. Like, I seen a nigga get his head cut off. I seen this. My father and my mother, I watched them do whatever the case is. That shit is deep.
The way that them niggas just were living and the shit that they had to go through, like just fighting wars constantly. Nigga, it ain't even your war.
Exactly.
But because the king said it's time to go out, you got to go out.
And that's another thing. I'm not, these niggas is quick to devout their life. Like, I'm okay. I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm not devouting my life to shit. I'll be a wildling. You know, I'm out in the world.
Them wildlings was out there chilling.
Just chilling. I'm not devouting my grace. I will do anything for you. You're dick sucking.
They didn't give a fuck. You know what I hated, but I was rooting for them?
Who?
The incest. Cersei and Jaime.
You were rooting for them?
Listen.
You wanted that love?
I did not want it necessarily.
Uh-huh.
But toward the end of the season, it's like, or toward the end of the show, it's like, he's trying to get to her. And it's like, let him get to her.
No.
He needs to be
nigga.
With her.
No.
And it, don't get me wrong.
Ew. Ew.
And I would say that's what I do hate about it. Because it's like, y'all have me rooting for these motherfuckers who are performing incest. Yeah. And it's a lot of incest in that show. It's a lot.
A lot of fingering. That's why I'm saying the pH was off, because Theon was fingering his fucking sister. And then I looked at his hands. I'm like, nigga, your nails are ew.
Dirty.
Get away.
They don't have no concept of like,
what a hygiene and
motherfuckers like, oh, this shit itchy. Let's go run it through some water and it'll be cool.
That was it. You want to talk about our guy date that we had a while ago?
A guy date?
It's a guy date. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's usually guys night out, you know what I mean? But a guy date is like two of your homies.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like on some gay shit. It's regular shit. But
that's not what he told me.
We went to the movies. We went to go see Hunger Games.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, once again, I was being a hater.
He was.
I was being a fucking hater. I'm like, bro, nobody wants. It's years. Like, Hunger Games. I went to go see that shit. Blew my fucking mind.
Bitch talking about, where's the book? What's the name of the book? Can I read it?
I had a good time. I had a good time. That was a really good fucking movie. I haven't seen a movie like that that literally has me like, I don't even know if the main character will live.
Mm-hmm.
And this is me prior, no knowledge of the book.
Yeah.
No nothing. I am like literally full anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is about to go on every step of the fucking way?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good fucking film, bro.
I don't know what it was, I would say it's based off a book again, because films have been doing really shitty this year unless they're based off of something already.
Mm-hmm.
And Suzanne Collins, I ain't gonna lie, she don't be fucking around when she be writing. She be doing her thing, and I think with this book, because I was kind of like that too. I did not want to really see it or read the new book. I'm like, it's another book. I don't like when they add that shit. I don't really like change. Yeah. I'm like, I know the story the way I want to, especially when I found out it was about Snow. I'm like, I don't want to be compassionate toward this nigga. I don't have no reason to like need to know his story or anything, but it is, you need to know his story in order to know Katniss's story.
Yeah.
In order to know everything that, you know, transpires during her time and everything, or not everything, but you just need to know how shit gets started.
Yeah.
And Suzanne did a great job in writing the book. They did a great job in adapting it into the movie and telling that story. I fell asleep during the movie, though.
You fell asleep?
Yes, I fell.
I did not see you fall asleep.
Okay, but what I would say, it was good as fuck.
It was
just long as fuck. And it was like, and I'm at that age where I go to the movies to go to sleep sometimes. Like, I take a nap. But I took like a 20-minute nap in
between. I did not see you do that.
I was
I was. That's how much of an into the movie I was.
I was a little tired, but it was good as fuck, and it was just like the movie was just moving. It was moving at a good pace as well, but I just got tired toward that last little bit, and I took a nap and then woke back up for the.
Once he became a peacekeeper, that's when it was real dry. Yeah, that's when it got really like, okay, this is dragging just a little bit. You know what I mean? But other than that, like, The Hunger Games was one of those ones where it was like deception. Mm-hmm. Was it a deception? Like
betrayal?
It wasn't even betrayal. It was like, this is, you're seeing how people are used in real time.
Yeah.
And how easily, like, I want something, but I got to use you to get something I want.
Yeah.
And it's vice versa type shit. And that's what I was looking at. And that's why it was taking, like, you know, even with the love interest that was in the movie, I'm like, she has no idea. She has no idea. And then even the, go ahead.
But the complexity of it is that I do think for them, a lot of that was where I think that he did care for her. He did love her. Mm-hmm. You know, or he started having feelings for her and everything. But I think that there was this still the obsession with getting back to the Capitol and being who, because he kind of had already planned that out for himself. Like he wasn't trying to be like who he becomes necessarily.
Yeah.
But he did want to reach up and get power. He wasn't trying to be an asshole through it. Mm. But I just think that number one, you have bad mentors.
Yeah.
Like the fucking lady. Dr. Gold or whatever.
Was that Viola Davis?
Yeah.
Can we hold on before you finish that point? Can we give Viola Davis some motherfucking flowers? That was some good acting.
It was.
And I'm not saying Viola Davis is a terrible actress or anything of the sort, but I did not know that was Viola.
Yeah. One thing I would say, she take you out of like who she is as an actress, and she puts you into who she is as a character.
Exactly. I'm looking at it. I'm like, this is not her no more. And that's what I think that's what's missing in the art of film. It's like, yeah, you have a big name, but let me lose that for a minute. Like, let me lose who this this big name is, and let
me
get to the
character. Was in there.
Who?
Peter. I feel like I'm a fuck. Peter Dinklage. From Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I know he was in there. And once again, a phenomenal fucking performance. But go ahead. I'm sorry. I was just wanting to give people their flowers.
It's okay. But I was just going to say that his mentors weren't good people either. Like, we saw, when you look at it, you kind of do feel for him, because it is like the nigga was planning on doing a lot of this shit before shit already happened. He wasn't trying to be an asshole for real. That's just the way the cards were dealt for him. And he just took on that mantle of Snow, of who he becomes. But yes, it was a good movie.
I just couldn't be, like, the way it is set up, like, you have mentors, and they added the mentorship and stuff like that. I would feel so bad, like, I'm thinking of that, the one scene with the girl with Down syndrome. And you were, like, cringing, and, like, when all the snakes came down.
Oh, yeah. And it was. Oh, yeah. Because I was just like, why did y'all do that? I didn't want to see her die in no horrific way. I didn't. Like, I didn't want to see her die in no horrific way.
Me either. But it was a tasteful death.
Yeah.
Like, it was a curious.
It was, like, curtain over it.
Exactly. Like, we're not going to OD it. But, like, in all fairness, if they are being fair, they were like trying to get her out first, type shit like that. So
that was, I ain't gonna lie, I was kind of scared for that little girl. I don't know what it'd be, but certain shit I just be like, because
it's abnormal. You don't want to see, because people of that,
I feel,
caliber,
like, somebody should be protected. She should be protected, and somebody should have been protecting her.
And they, I think they did though.
No, they were, but that's what I mean. I just feel like I did not want to see her
in the game. I'm not in the Game of Thrones. See, I'm just in the Hunger Games. Realistically, that's my first target. Realistically.
Why the fuck do you even have a first target in the Hunger Games? Why are you not just trying to get to safety?
Because, I mean, yeah, that's but that's a low-level threat. that's a low level.
I'm not going after her. I'm not going after nobody who I feel
like. Regardless, killing is going to be on my mind regardless. That is Wyoming, one of those. Really? That is literally, I'm gonna have to deal with the trauma regardless, if I kill her or not. That's my first. That's the first target I'm going.
You think you can survive the Hunger Games?
No, I will kill myself the day I get elected. Like, I'm wanting the peacekeepers to shoot me something. I'm not, that's too much.
They go through so many precautions, like, so that way you don't.
Even if, I know that I said, like, I will kill a girl. I would literally, even in the games, like, I'm not saying I don't have too much strategy, but that is a lot of anxiety. Like, nigga, we both went at separate occasions to fucking paintballing. Paintballing is a dip. It's not even real bullets, but I felt like.
First off, you be thinking like, oh, I'm going to go out there. I got all this energy. I'm about to
be John Wick.
Motherfucker, as soon as you try to run, you're tired as fuck. Literally. And you're tired from the anxiety. You're tired from the fear and everything. I wouldn't survive a Hunger Games either. Mm. I don't think I would want to survive that. That's some shit that's like, all right, this ain't. If I get called, it is. It is.
I got to figure out some way to off it.
You think you could volunteer for somebody else?
No, that's a lot of bravery. I'm not going to lie. I'm just, you're going to have to take that one. You're going to have to take it home.
What I would say, too, is what I liked. The singer was nice. I like the singer.
Really great.
She, Rozelle.
I don't know.
That is not her name. Not Rozelle. It's Rachel Zilliger or something like that. Okay. But Rachel.
She did her shit, huh?
Yeah. No, she did her shit. She was up there singing. She was doing her shit. I like the little twang in her voice, how she was singing the shit.
I like country music.
Yeah.
And I think that it wasn't the Disney whimsical, I'm going to die type of singing.
She said, kiss my ass.
Yeah, she was on that. And it was like. It was very American-esque and of it.
We That's need a, I can we get like an album that doesn't involve the fucking shit, the commentary from the actual movie? Because they got.
Oh, they have an album like
they
that?
They have it, but it's like, it's stripped in. Like, it's taken directly from the movie as if they didn't record the shit. Like, just start recording the shit. Let us get some songs. Rachel was singing
that
shit.
Yeah, she was. I did want a couple of them songs.
I just felt like somebody just tapped my shoulder. What the fuck?
I mean, side segue before we get into our next topic and shit. I knew I was a dumbass when I was young or easily deceived. Because when I used to watch those fucking Ghostbusters type of fucking movies, and that's just reminded me of that. Like, it was like, oh, we heard something on the device. I'm like, oh shit, they done found fucking ghost. like it's not a whole fucking camera crew and group. I could never do that either. Like, I'm never going on a ghost hunt. Yeah. I'm never trying to find a voice or nothing like that. That's why it was always interesting to watch people go out and do that. But it's like, why?
I'm not into the spooky shit. Well, I am into shit. I'm not into interacting with the spooky shit. Yeah. I like to observe and watch from a distance. That's it. Like, and when I mean by distance, I mean my phone. I watch that shit on my phone. I don't want to see that shit in person. I don't want to see nothing creepy, nothing personal at all in person.
Let's talk about our house conversation. Yeah, I want to talk about our house conversation.
Are you talking about the Idris?
Yeah, you. I want you to take this away because you were very strong in. I know. I've been checking it.
All right. So look, Idris said some shit let me make sure I'm talking about the nigga from Snowfall. Yeah. But he basically made a post talk. And he said some shit along the lines of like, black men and like need to do better. He's noticing like. Black men are aggressive. I think that I don't want
to. Let me look at the thing. This is why we need to be doing research on the things that we
did
do.
Did I screenshot it that day?
I feel like you did. I'm gonna look it up. Idris. What is his name? Idris.
Idris.
Idris. Idris. Comments. Is Damonson Idris?
Oh.
I think.
Damonson Idris.
Damon. Yeah. Idris.
I don't have it screenshot in here.
Comments. Okay, let me look. All right, here we go. I found it. He says, he's 32?
Yeah, Jesus. He looks young as fuck.
Yeah, I'm thinking he's like 25.
That's not that far off.
That's far, bro. 32?
You know, I don't know. I feel like we get at a certain age and we look the same for a few years.
Yeah. And then we fall off. Yeah.
Not fall off, but then you mature a little bit more in the face.
It says, I see so much. Oh, I got to say it in the English accent. Let me get my. I see so much unprovoked hatred towards black women. I'm going to get this shit together. I see so much unprovoked hatred towards black women today by predominantly grown black men, especially towards our young stars that are just trying to do their thing. The compulsion to humble these women perhaps makes you feel like more of a man. I promise you, you aren't men to us. That is. Mm-hmm. And then the Nigerian British actor concluded, a new year is approaching. Grow up. That's what he said.
And so, like, I saw that, and I did have an issue with it. I don't necessarily have an issue with people feeling like, you know, you're sticking up for anybody. Mm-hmm. But my issue, you're not black. You're not black. Like, your skin is black, but you are from a different country, and in that country, you don't call yourself black. You go by whatever roots that you can identify
Nigerian.
From. Yeah, and so I think he's Nigerian.
That's what it said on the article.
So in whatever country you come from or whatever, you're going to say I'm from Nigeria or I'm Nigerian. You're not going to say I'm black. You're not going to tell people you're black. Black is an American thing. That is a African-American thing that we use, and that's how we identify. But other people outside of here, yes, they are black in skin color or brown in skin color, but you are not black American. And I feel like to me, to speak on things that are about black Americans mm-hmm. and speak as if you are one of us and you're like, you're speaking on things, you're trying to address things that I just don't feel like that's not your place to say. And mm-hmm. it's not, because my thing is this shit that you're talking about. Number one, you have a public platform mm-hmm. a large platform at that. And what I see when I see that is that basically, number one, it's putting down black men. Because even
it's not, I'm not though.
It is. I feel like it is. I'm not saying that things aren't happening. And I'm not saying that there aren't black men who are not saying dumb shit out their mouth in regards to black women. I'm not saying that. Mm-hmm. But the way that people try to make it seem like it's disproportionate or this is a constant thing or this and that, it's not that. That's not the experience. That's the experience on social media. And I feel like we're allowing social media to keep perpetuating these same narratives about black men and black women, but that's not the everyday experience that we're all going through.
See, this is where I have to disagree with you, because it's just like, and we spoke about this time and time again, it's like speaking on issues of supporting an ally. You know what I mean? And I understand that he may have looked at towards black women as, I'm your ally mm-hmm. in this. I don't like how you guys are mistreated or being spoke about, whether mm-hmm. it is. And it is guys not like us, mm-hmm. but guys that get on these mics and that we talked about time and time again. They get on the mics and say, women are this, women are that, black women are this. So it's not just a social media thing or a Twitter thing.
Those are social platforms still. And again, it is a social media thing because, again, those are social platforms. And just as well as there are people who are disrespecting and disregarding, there are still a large number of us who are on these mics and speaking up and saying we love and appreciate black women, we honor y'all, we love this about you, we love that about you. And again, those things never get spoken on. So if all we keep regurgitating is this narrative of black men hating black women, that is going to become the truth at some point. That's just going to be the truth. Mm-hmm. And but it's not, that's not the reality. And the reality is, we look at shit on social media, it's bots running these accounts, it's people behind this shit. You see a black man in a profile picture and you automatically just assume that's him, that's real or whatever.
And again, I get that part, but it's time. I've said amongst men, if you said amongst men a lot of the times, and you would, why are we talking about this Game of Thrones shit and all this, and you see how they treat women, it's the same kind of conversation just in modern day. So that's not just
the conversation talk. It is similar, and I'm not a fan of the conversations, I will say that, mm-hmm. but that isn't a black man thing, that is a man thing.
And
that
I will agree with that.
And so, again, my issue with him stating what he stated, it's just the fact that, number one, you don't consider yourself to be a black man, but you're speaking on shit that has to do with black men. And you don't even consider yourself to be black, but you're speaking on black issues. And you're speaking on as if you are coming from directly from the source or directly you're directly in it, and you're not. And again,
like I don't, I don't, I like when you say these things, I just don't agree Like, because you're saying, like, he's not black and doesn't have an, he can never have a black experience.
I'm not saying he can't have a black experience.
But that's what you're saying, he's not an American black, so he doesn't have that experience. Am I right?
Partly. You don't have the American experience that we've all had. You're coming from somewhere else, and you're seeing what you're seeing on social media, and you're bringing that. That's what you're addressing. You're not seeing where you come in and you've been in our communities and you've been amongst each other and you've kicked it with each other or with all of us. Not all of us, because you can't kick it with all of us. But if you had, you wouldn't be making comments like that.
But and I don't agree, because it's like we know people from the international places that have lived in America for some time. Does that make them less black because they've come from the islands or
the thing
Europeans?
Is, and I'm not trying to police anybody being black, but those people, when they come from different places, again, they're not coming here, I'm black. They're not coming here thinking that. People aren't coming. That. Why do you think there's this big thing on social media?
About Africans and African-Americans.
The way that we always get made fun of, and I'm not saying that's the reason, but we always get made fun of because we don't know our roots, our history, and this and that. We can't go back and identify certain shit the way that other people can. And that's a blessing that they are able to do that. And because they're able to do that, they're able to say, I am these things versus I am black. We say that we are black because that's all we know. That's all we have right now. Mm-hmm. And again, when we say we're black, I know that for a fact I'm talking about the niggas here in America. I don't know
because I don't know how long he's been here.
I don't know how long he's been here either, but I know that nigga has a British accent. I know it ain't been that long. I know when
it's niggas that's been here. I swear to God, nigga, on the East Coast, it's Jamaicans that have been living in America for the longest time and still have a Jamaican accent. It's Hispanic people that have lived in America their whole life that have Hispanic accents.
Unless you grow up around your people. You're not coming to this bitch. You're not there. You know how many fucking Asian kids come over here and they don't start speaking Asian anymore or with an Asian accent no more? They start speaking very clearly and very American.
I was gonna say something, but I'm gonna let you. Yeah, I'm gonna keep it cute. Go ahead.
Keep it cute. But yeah, I don't have beef with bro. He's not a bad person, but I just don't feel like that was your place to necessarily speak on something. Again, on things that a lot of us are saying, this shit isn't really happening, bro. So, a lot of it is being dramatized or exaggerated. Or again, these aren't actually black men perpetuating these kind of stereotypes and shit. These are bots. Some are. That's a fact. But again, we still have this whole community of black men who are upholding everything they're supposed to uphold. But because we always focus in on the niggas who ain't doing their job, that's all we get talked about. That's all we get. And I'm tired. As a black man, I'm tired of having people speak of me and speak about me as if I'm not out here doing good shit, positive shit within my own community. So it's like, be quiet and just, I don't know, not keep your opinion to yourself, but even if you wanted to uplift black women, you can uplift black women without you trying to think it's your job to hold black men accountable. It's not your job.
I don't know. I just, that's like me or you posting the same thing. That's literally like me or you posting the same thing.
Even if you would have posted that, I would have told you the same thing. That's not the experience that you're trying to perpetuate.
So if women, black women in the UK, right? And you said, I don't like how
they're
the
not black women listen, in the UK. Listen, they're Ghanaian or Nigerian or whatever.
Let me finish. Mm-hmm. And you see something that UK black men are doing to UK black women. And you say, I don't like how the same variation. I don't like how black men whop the band, because he didn't say America. He just said black men across the board.
What did I tell you when you are speaking of black? You are speaking of Americans, because everybody else does not say they don't identify as black. So anytime that you are speaking of black, you are speaking of Americans. That's not nothing to ever be confused about.
Motherfuckers
aren't in the UK like I'm black. Mm-hmm. They don't have that to check off. They are Nigerian, Ghanaian, and I might be fucking that up. Or whatever else they are. They are coming from somewhere in Africa or wherever else black people come from. Kenyan, whatever. And they are identifying from the roots that they have, that they're attached to. They're not identifying as black.
Mm-hmm. That's tough. It's tough. It's tough. Tough sauce. I thought we was gonna uncover it while we was here. But it's about that time where we leave you with a positive message to get through the week. Vince, what is your positive message to get through the week? You don't got one. Hmm. You don't. I don't even got one, honestly. If we want to keep it a buck,
I don't know. I mean, I guess always love yourself, of course. Again, you know, we in the winter months. Sometimes winter brings depression. Winter is coming. winter is coming. So sometimes that do bring a little depression. I would say go outside if you need to. Even though it's like winter, it's been warm as fuck for it some has reason. Been warm. The world is ending, so be careful. But go outside, get some sunlight. Go for a walk. Go into nature. Go visit some shit. Go, I don't know, check in with some family.
Yeah.
Do whatever you need to do. And around this holiday season, I don't know, take time for yourself. Like, take a little moment for yourself, yeah. Even if you need two or three days, and just chill and, you know, think about what you have going on these next coming months, yeah. I guess.
This is not a positive message. This is another thank you. Once again, thank y'all for messing with us and for another year, you know what I mean? Messing with us for... just for the longevity that y'all have, and you know the critiques that y'all have given us, and all of these things, I'm very appreciative to even have a tiny bit of platform to share with y'all, and for us to keep growing, and you know for us to even you know some for the people that do comment, and just to share y'all thoughts and y'all views and things of that nature. That makes our day. So I just want to thank y'all for always being awkward with us, always staying true to us, and, you know, right or wrong, y'all with us. So I appreciate all the Akis worldwide.
Be on the lookout for merch. Make sure you like and subscribe. Mm-hmm. Give us a follow.
And if y'all see me on a date with a shorty that's bad, with a bad shorty, and I don't even care if you see a clip, you better be, like, fanning, like, fanning.
Hype
you
us
see.
Up, nigga. Come on.
Like, oh my God, nigga. Like, you changed my life. Like, I started working here. Like, nigga, I need you to gas me up, nigga. Get me. Helping you gotta out. Be my wingman. Cause listen, I know she gonna be like, damn, this nigga lit. This nigga got motion. I don't. But it's good that we have these interactions. Okay. Merch on the way, man. Yeah. That's it. Look merch on the merch. Way. All right. I'm Nas.
I'm Vince.
Thank you for being awkward with us. See you next week.